Holy Gospel, both worthy and well, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As we were proceeding on our journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead. But you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family and home." To him, Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what is left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for coming to this Mass and gathering here as a faith community. It is important to me, and it means a lot to me for you to take the time to be here so that I can say farewell and thank you for all you have given me these past half years, as I now answer the Lord's call to go to back to my own diocese and El Salvador. We have come to an end of an era, one of the most fulfilling eras of my priesthood. I am deeply grateful. 12 years ago, when my bishop Elias Bolaños asked me to come to the diocese of the monk, I said yes. I did it freely, without any pressure. But before I speak more on this, I would like to talk about the Word of God. Today's readings speak about freedom. For some people, freedom is the ability to do whatever they want without having to bend to any sort of authority. All societies demand authority, whether that is the society of the family, where the good of the marriage determines the actions of the spouses, where the parents guide, or civil society where respect for others and their property determines what we can and cannot do, or the society of God, where our reverence for the Lord motivates our actions. The Christian defines freedom in a different way. For the Christian, freedom is the ability to be the unique person that God created each of us to be. We all know this and experience this. We are at our happiest when we are to at our best. Yes, we have responsibilities, and yes, we have authority over us. But this does not limit our freedom. Our freedom comes from being our best selves. In our modern times, people get confused to define what freedom really means. St. Paul, in our second reading, says, we cannot allow anything to keep us from being our best. When we confuse freedom with licentiousness, we bind ourselves to our sins. Jesus Christ set us free. We need to treasure this freedom. We need to treasure our lives in Him. But this takes courage. This takes determination. We cannot just say we are Christian. We have to be determined to live the Christian life. Think of Elisha in today's first reading. He was so determined to keep God's call and follow Elijah that he slaughtered his 12 head of oxen and burned their dogs. There will be no turning back. We can have that determination. As I said in the beginning, this is an end of an era. Yes, leaving this diocese is most difficult. These past 2 years have been a great blessing for me and my priesthood. These past 2 years have been a very important part of these almost 13 years as a priest as well. Though there have been challenges along the way, things haven't been perfect. But there is no such thing in ministry. I have felt this completely blessed for having been able to shepherd you. I have been inspired by you and your faith. I have felt supported by you in so many ways, and I have felt blessed by you. What a beautiful experience it has been. So thank you. Thank you for leading your heart upon me. Thank you for sharing your life with me. Thank you to Bishop Bates and Bishop William Dawson for inviting me to ministry in Life of the Mind. Thank you to all the pastors I have worked with, Father Chris Racing, Monsignor Shiro, Father Aquinas, Father PJ. Thank you to all the people from the Our Lady of Americas, San Anthony, Basilica St. John, and Christ the King. May God bless you all.
I believe in one God.